This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha has taken a special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion in the lower house, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Operation Sindoor was not merely a military action, but an effective and decisive demonstration of India's sovereignty, its identity, and government's responsibility towards the citizens and its policy against terrorism. Mr. Singh said Operation Sindoor was a well-coordinated strike carried out by the country's armed forces, hitting 9 terrorist infrastructure with precision.
7 मई 2025 को रात्रि 1:05 भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर प्रारंभ किया जिसमें पाकिस्तान और पाक ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर में भारत के खिलाफ आतंकी गतिविधियों से जुड़े 9 स्थानों को निशाना बनाया गया इनमें से 7 आतंकी शिविरों को भारतीय सेना ने पूरी तरह से नष्ट कर दिया जबकि भारतीय वायुसेना ने मुरीद के और बहावलपुर को नेस्त नाबूद किया जो लश्कर ए तोयबा और जैसे मोहम्मद के केंद्र है जानकर पूरे सदन को प्रसन्नता होगी कि विद इन 22 मिनट्स पूरा ऑपरेशन समाप्त और हमने आतंकवादियों को उनके घर में घुसकर मारा सशस्त्र बलों ने हमारी माताओं और बहनों के सिंदूर का बदला लिया और प्रत्येक भारतीय इस भावना से ओत प्रोत हो गया अध्यक्ष महोदय
Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar on various issues. News just in. In chess, international master Divya Deshmukh won the FIDE Women's World Cup after defeating fellow compatriot grandmaster Kuneru Hampi 1.5-0.5 in Georgia. In some more news, the army said that under Operation Mahadev, 3 terrorists involved in the Baisaran village in Pahalgam attack, killing 26 civilians on 22nd of April, have been neutralized in an encounter in Lidwas area of Harwan, Srinagar today. Meanwhile, the operation in the area is still going on and searches are underway. The Supreme Court today stayed the Calcutta High Court's interim order that had halted the implementation of a revised list of other backward classes or OBCs notified by the West Bengal government. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gawai, and Justices K. Vinod Chandran and N.V. Anjaria passed the interim stay while issuing notice on a special leave petition filed by the West Bengal government. The Calcutta High Court had on June 17 stayed notifications issued by the state regarding reservations for 140 subcategories under the OBC-A and OBC-B groups. The top court will take up the matter for hearing in 2 weeks. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today informed that Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited or BSNL registered back-to-back net profits of 260 crore in financial year 2024-25. Briefing media in New Delhi after chairing first of the 2 high-level CGM review meetings convened by the Department of Telecommunications in collaboration with BSNL, the minister highlighted that the highest capex in the history of BSNL was recorded at nearly 25,000 crores in the financial year 2024-25. The army in a latest post on its X handle has said that under Operation Mahadev, 3 terrorists have been neutralized in an encounter in Lidwas area. And the post doesn't mention their involvement in the Baisaram village and Pahalgam attack, killing 26 civilians on 22nd of April 2025. Peace negotiations between the leaders of Cambodia and Thailand are currently underway in Malaysia, aimed at brokering a ceasefire in their ongoing and intense border conflict. The talks are being held at the official residence of Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Putrajaya, the country's administrative capital. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim is hosting the meeting in his capacity as chair of the regional bloc ASEAN. The United States and China are set to begin a new round of trade talks in Swedish capital Stockholm today. The negotiations will be led by U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and China's Vice Premier He Lifeng. The world's 2 largest economies could agree to extend their current trade truce by another 90 days. Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in 5 districts of eastern Rajasthan, Kota, Baran, Sawai Madhopur, Karoli and Bharatpur for today. District administrations have declared holidays for schools for today and tomorrow for many districts, including Baran, Ajmer, Dungarpur and Kota. And that is the end of this news bulletin.